Welcome into Jags in the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osia. The Jaguars and the Texans coming up Sunday down in Houston. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of work Friday with a walkthrough outside of Everbank Field. And they could get a boost in the run game this week. They'll need it against the Houston Texans. Historically, the team that rushes for the most yards wins the matchup. Jags haven't done that as of late. Chris Ivory practiced full off the hamstring injury on Friday. He could be good to go. Sounds like he could be good to go this Sunday against Houston. And on the offensive line, another change. They're down to their fourth left guard of the season. Jeremiah Potassi took most of the snaps this week. Chris Reed is ruled out for this Sunday's game. All right, guys, let's get to it. Three games to go. Three games against the AFC South. They always talk about owning the division. Go win some games in the division, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if realistically you're going to own it if you finish 5-11. Yeah. But for young players, which this team still is mostly young players, there's going to be some of the core. You beat Houston, Tennessee, Indy going into the offseason. You get two or three of those. Yeah, it will give them something when they play those teams next year to rely on that they can do it. So it's not great. It's not this season goal going in, but it's something.
The Colts are putting guys on injured reserve left and right. The Texans, I've never been impressed with them. You know, I love J.J. Watt. I'm not impressed with the rest of them. The Titans are the surprise in this division. You get them at home. You know, I mean, if you're going to say that you believe that you could have competed this year and you just had a run of bad luck, go do it the next 3 weeks.
I mean, the Titans are the best team in this division. The schedule might not let them win it, but they might be the best team.
Who would have thought that?
I sure looked good the other night.
We saw firsthand. No, yeah. I know. But I'm just saying, when you started ranking these teams, you would have said Houston won the division last year and the Colts have the best quarterback.
Sure.
Right underneath there, Jaguars, go make something happen.
Yeah.
You didn't think you'd have to be climbing over the Titans.
Nope. But you are.
Right? But you are. Yes. But you get them over the next 3 weeks. So at least leave this season with something positive. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that starts with the quarterback play, too. Blake Bortles has to perform a better, aggressive, smart. That's what you have to be against the Houston Texans. They have a pass rush. He knows full well what their secondary can do. I think he has 7 picks in his career against the Houston Texans. 3 of those brought back for touchdowns.
I would just like to see him go out on Sunday and the remaining 3 games and play smart, aggressive football, which is what Nathaniel Hackett talked about earlier this week. I don't want to see the turnovers, but I don't want to see just the controlled, let's not make mistakes, because you can't win that way in the NFL. I want to see something from him, like the throw that he made to Brian Walters. I want to see a little aggressiveness.
I agree. I don't think you want to go into the offseason having protected him in the final
month.
That's
the right word.
And I want to see at some point in the last 3 games a Blake Bortles touchdown in the second half or the fourth quarter that gives this team a lead where you go, pretty good. And I don't think we've seen that enough yet. If you see it a couple times late, maybe that's something you build on.
All right, guys, now moving forward. There's a lot of noise outside of this building in this studio we're in right now about what's going to happen to this organization in January. But inside the building, can't worry about that, right? You got to focus on the task at hand. There's enough to worry about the next 3 weeks.
Well, and this league is remarkable like that, in that for the next 3 weeks, they're going to go to work. They're going to try to win these games. They're going to say the right things in the press conference. They know the noise. But the league sort of runs itself on that front. And there will be games, and they will be played. And I think this team will play hard for this coach and this staff, because they always have. What happens next? Who knows?
Whoever's evaluating the tape on this team in the next couple of months will be able to see on tape. They will know who decided to stay healthy and to shut her down, and who said every game, every play matters to my future. They'll know.
I anticipate a lot more of the latter than the former. I think this team goes out playing hard.
It starts this week down in Houston. Tough place to play. The division-leading Houston Texans awake this Sunday, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.